The following is an interview with Transport Action Pontiac Director General Sylvie Bertrand discussing their volunteer appreciation dinner on Thursday, September 14th.
Could you talk a little bit about what's going on here this evening?
Well, this evening we're having all our volunteer gathered all together for a nice meal, and we have a few presentation to do, and we try and do that once a year to really let them know that how much we do appreciate everything they do for our clients. And but it's been 3 years we couldn't do it because of the COVID, so we decided to do it this year. And we are having a nice supper, and like I say, there's a few of our volunteers, it's more than 10 years have been with us, so we have a little presentation for them. Mm-hmm. And everybody gets a little, all the volunteers, they all get a little prize for what they do for us.
And so how many volunteers do you guys have, roughly?
We have roughly 56, but tonight we're missing, I'd say, around 15. They couldn't come.
Okay, so a good selection there. And for the ones that are getting awards, is there any with, you said it's more than 10 years, but is there any with beyond that, or?
Oh, yeah, we do have some that are more than 10 years, but we only give them a reward at 10 years.
At 10 years, yeah. Specifically, okay. And as far as your overall organization here, how many people are involved here as far as like employees?
You mean the employees and the volunteers?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're, I'd say, around 65 people that's working, like, we have drivers for the adapted vehicle, mm-hmm. and then people work in the office. I would say around 65 people.
And as far as the volunteers go, can you describe a little bit about, I guess, sort of what they do and what typically brings them in to become volunteers in the first place?
Okay, well, most of our volunteers, it's people that are retired, and they like to give a little bit to the community. So every municipality, they do have their volunteer. So most of the main thing they do, they bring people to doctor's appointment, or some we do like bring for activity, a day center and things like that. So that's the most of our mission that we do, the volunteer does.
And are you still seeking volunteers in any municipalities in particular? Is there any regions that you guys are in dire need?
Yeah, for sure. We're really seeking in the municipality of Pontiac, like Couillon, Lusville, and Breckenridge. These are the most in need, but we still need some in Shawville, Camels Bay we could take to, Portage, Bryson. So we'd take anywhere.